Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot less chaos. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against the tide? Like you're pushing so hard, striving for some imaginary finish line, but never quite getting there. Yeah. We've all been there. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving into the powerful practice of acceptance and surrender. Now, before you start picturing us meditating on a mountaintop with robes and incense, although that does sound pretty peaceful, let me tell you this. Acceptance and surrender aren't about giving up or becoming passive pushovers. They're about acknowledging reality as it is, the good, the bad, and the messy, and choosing to respond with grace rather than resistance. Think of it like this. You're trying to build a sandcastle on the beach during high tide. You keep pouring your heart and soul into it, only to have the waves wash it away again and again. Frustrating, right? That's what resisting reality feels like, constantly battling against an unstoppable force. But if you accept that the tide is coming, and instead of fighting it, you build your sandcastle on higher ground, you're more likely to enjoy the process and create something beautiful. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you start practicing acceptance and surrender in your daily life. 1. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, perfection is a myth. We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes things just don't go as planned. Instead of beating ourselves up over it, we need to learn to laugh at our imperfections and accept them as part of the human experience. After all, that's what makes us unique. To detach from outcomes. You know those times when you obsess over a specific outcome, only to find yourself disappointed when things don't go your way? Detaching from outcomes means focusing on the journey, not just the destination. It's about enjoying the process, learning from the experience, and being open to whatever unfolds. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts and worries that feel like they're running your life? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, what you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner chatter and simply observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. This can help you gain clarity and perspective, making it easier to accept things as they are. 4. Let go of control. We all crave control, right? But the truth is, we can't control everything in life. That's just a recipe for frustration and disappointment. Learning to let go of what we can't control allows us to focus our energy on what truly matters, our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Remember, you have the power to choose your response to any situation, even when things feel chaotic. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer a good friend. Remember that you're human, you're going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. But through it all, be kind to yourself, forgive your imperfections, and keep moving forward. Now let me tell you a quick story about how this played out in my own life. I was once trying to plan the perfect birthday party for my daughter down to every detail. Everything had to be just right. You know that feeling when you have so much riding on something? Well, imagine throwing a curveball into the mix. A massive storm rolled in and threatened to ruin everything. I'll admit, I panicked. My mind went into overdrive, thinking of all the things that could go wrong. But then, I took a deep breath, remembered these principles, and decided to adapt. Instead of stressing over the details, I focused on what I could control, making sure everyone was safe, creating a cozy atmosphere indoors, and celebrating with laughter and love. And guess what? It turned out to be one of the most memorable birthdays ever. Because instead of clinging to my original vision, I embraced the unexpected and made the best of it. Remember, life is a journey filled with twists and turns. The key is not to resist the flow, but to surrender to it with grace and open arms. By practicing acceptance and surrender, you'll find yourself navigating life's challenges with more peace, resilience, and joy than ever before. Alright folks, that's all for today's episode. I hope this gave you some valuable tools to start integrating acceptance and surrender into your daily lives. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little karma chaos. Tag us on social media and let us know how these practices are impacting you. Until next time, keep striving for that karma over chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.